Well, thank you for joining us today, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And the Knoxville PTO, the elementary PTO, is having their annual jogathon coming up in next month, October 11th and the 13th. West will be on the 11th and North will be on the 13th. Can you just explain a little bit about what the jogathon is?
Sure. Actually, this is the first year that we have done the jogathon. It's the first annual. We, based on a survey we conducted last spring, we found that most parents prefer to do a non-selling type of a fundraiser, much like the spellathon that we've held in years past. So this year we decided for our fall fundraiser to go completely away from a selling fundraiser and doing all a non-selling, and so we came up with the jogathon. So what this is students will collect pledges based on laps completed. They can either run, jog, or walk. And it's much like, again, with the spellathon, where you will donate a pledge either per lap or you can do a flat donation for each student, and that's how they will raise their money. The students will also earn individual prizes and classroom prizes as well. Since the event is organized and run by volunteers, 100% of the proceeds will go to our elementary schools. A little bit about the jogathon. It'll be an eighth of a track. They're going to reduce the size. It won't be a full mile for a lap, so it will be a little bit smaller, just so the kids will be able to handle that and be able to do as many laps as possible. Our fundraising goals, each school has set aside a couple of goals for the year for fundraising, so we can kind of put a name to what we are raising funds for. And this year, West has put a color printer and document camera as their fundraising goal, and North Star has put an iPad for every classroom as their fundraising goal. So they both have some pretty good goals, and hopefully we can get close to that and be able to provide those for both of our elementary schools. We will be having a couple of assemblies to roll this out for the kids. The West will be on Friday, September 30th, and we will be doing one at North. That time has yet to be determined. We should know next week when that will be. Volunteers, we need a ton of volunteers. If you can help us out at all, we would certainly appreciate it. You can contact myself or Jackie Olson, who is she's the head of the fundraising committee, along with me, and we will get you added to the list. We need people to help run water stations. We need people to help track the laps. We need people to help hand out the snacks, just basically help organize and help keep everything running smoothly. So we would appreciate any help that you can give. If you can give an hour, if you can give a whole day, that anything would be great.
Where is this taking place at? Is this going to be taking place at the respective schools?
No, this will be at Randy Wilson Track.
Okay. The PTO, just kind of explain what you guys do a little bit for the schools. Obviously, this is a fundraising effort for the elementary schools, but what else are you guys involved in, and how do you help out the Knoxville elementary schools?
We do several different things. The first and foremost would be the fundraising efforts that we provide. With our fundraising, we've been able to help send the kids on field trips, you know, bring in enrichment programs into the schools, such as last year they had the musicians come, different little fun activities that the kids get to do. We help organize volunteers for different things, such as book fairs, help organize school picture volunteers. And really, a lot of it is fundraising, you know, just trying to make sure that the kids are able to do different activities, be involved in different things. We also, with the track and field days, we do help organize volunteers for those days as well. Last year, we held concession stands, again, as part of a fundraising effort. Anything that the elementary schools need in addition to what they already have, we try and provide. Sometimes there's volunteers at recess that they need extra help with, you know, watching students, that sort of thing. We're also on the jogathon looking for celebrity joggers. If anybody wants to volunteer as being a local celebrity and help the kids out, that would be great. Other than that, we watch the school blog, KnoxvilleCommunitySchools.com. We will keep that posted and updated with information as the jogathon approaches. Again, we have a blog for the PTO as well. It's KnoxvillePTO.blogspot.com.
And then, so just kind of again, if people are interested in volunteering, how should they get a hold of you?
You can contact me, Sarah Roberts. My email address is rsroberts@mchsi.com. And Jackie Olson is another one of our volunteers for the fundraiser committee. She is one of the heads of that, and her email address is listed on the blog as well if you want to get a hold of her. You can call the schools. They can point you in the right direction if you don't have access to email, that sort of thing. Again, the websites are two great places to go. And then watch your students' packets coming home, and there will be a form in there as well to volunteer. So.
All right, anything else, sir?
Each participant will receive a Panther wristband and a popsicle as well. For each lap completed, a participant will get a ticket, and those will be entered into a drawing for an iPod shuffle. The highest grossing class from each school will get a pizza party, and anyone who collects $100 or more in donations will receive a t-shirt. And I'm sure that there will be a few more things per classroom that we're going to try and implement as well, but those were the main prizes that we wanted to get the students excited about.